Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at jwright929 ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio, dial 929 FM or 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio and you want to stay up to date with everything happening here at the station, download the Odyssey app. It's free to download, free to listen. You can stream anytime, anywhere. You can even listen on demand. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. Glad that he is with us. You can follow him on Twitter, on X, at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day to you.
My company, as he is each and every Wednesday on the program. He's the host and MC of Fun and Games here in the Memphis and Greater Memphis area. He's the host of Writer Than Right Trivia tomorrow. Every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard, well, I guess not Central Daylight Time, I should say, on the Jeff Calkins Show, Cerrito Entertainment.
We're not in daylight time. Yeah, we are. I don't know where I am. Yes, we are in daylight time.
Yeah, and I
it was daylight till I was clocking it on Monday, almost till 8:30 on Monday night.
It's not something that truly aggravates me, but like I am someone that notices if you type out CST when it's really CDT, like I take notice.
Yeah, I notice. I notice as well.
I was like, don't quite know. Just go here. That's the life hack. Just go with CT. Just go Central Time.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the hack if you're having to write it out a lot. He is on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Good day. We've got, I don't know how many prizes we're going to give away tomorrow on Writer Than Right Trivia, because I'm bringing a bunch of stuff. Got tickets to Crosstown Clash, the wrestling event this weekend. Friday night, there's a cool Children's Museum After Hours event. Ooh. That I'll be out, a 90s edition. I got tickets to that we'll give away tomorrow. We're also giving those away
tonight.
It's like
late passé night all over again.
Yeah, tonight, MFS Brewing, the new brewery downtown. In downtown Memphis, we got music bingo tonight. It's 90s music bingo. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to Children's Museum After Dark, which is a special 90s edition this weekend. So you can win tickets to that tonight at Music Bingo. You can win movie passes, Malcolm movie passes tonight at Dan McGinnis in South Haven during Music Bingo. But it gets even better, Jeffrey. You can meet George at Hampline Brewing Company tonight.
I was about to ask Giorgio, where are you tonight? So
George is at Hampline, yes. And I'll be at Huey's Carterville.
Wait,
tonight.
Jorge's George in Spanish. What's Italian? Giorgio.
Yeah.
Io?
Yeah, Giorgio.
Like so, I mean, I just always assume just add vowels at the end and eventually you get there.
That's
although George that's technically tough. Ends in a vowel.
That's a technical. That's on a technicality.
Yes.
I was going to say, though, if people also want to meet me, but they don't necessarily like bingo, if they want to play trivia,
right,
they can come see me hang out at Dan McGinnis tomorrow night where I do general knowledge trivia.
Yeah, George.
Dan McGinnis is South Haven, correct?
Every Thursday. Yes. Dan McGinnis. I think that's the only one left.
After you go to Raising Cane's, go hang out with George. Wait in line at Raising Cane's.
They might not make it to that point.
I was going to say, take off work early around 3 and you might be able to get there, right?
We start at 7, so you might even need to leave at 2:30.
You might be cutting close there.
Do you have Cane's plans already?
I've told Jeff. This has nothing to do with the fine people of DeSoto County. My producer is a DeSoto County resident.
It's right up at 55.
It's not that. It's the, George will attest to this. It's how insane that place gets whenever a new fast food place opens.
It's not just that. That specific location,
yeah,
the worst possible place for it.
Because, the worst and the best. Worst for this moment that we're currently
correct.
In, where it's brand new.
If you're
new.
Just yeah, trying to...
It's bad for brand new.
If you're playing a baseball tournament at Snowden Grove, it's awesome. But if you're just trying to go and get some canes, because it's here locally for the first time, it's not a great in-and-out place, if you will.
Because it was... Yeah, I'm interested to see how it... I always felt like I never knew how to get to it when it was O'Charlie's there. And it's one of those, you know, don't you know some of
rest
those places
peace,
where it's like, how
soup.
Do I, where do I turn in? And so I good luck to everyone going to get their Raising Cane's today.
Big
I haven't been yet. I don't have, we have not made
I think
family
Munz,
plans yet.
I think Munz has written about it.
I do not
Munz
plan
is obviously an enthusiast and.
A caniac is what you call it. You're a caniac.
Well, but he's.
He's just an enthusiast.
Does he get the caniac, though? That's the question.
The caniac
he's
caniac
technically
caniac,
a gut.
Not enough chicken for me.
He's technically a gut head. He's a Guthrie's guy.
That's
his favorite.
One. We have one in Olive Branch. I haven't tried it yet.
So he's from...
What? I enjoy Guthrie's.
I've heard
good.
It's very salty.
Yeah, is that's that not true? A... That's. I would not view that as a negative. I'd view that as positive.
I only say that because I've never tried it.
So Guthrie's... I think Guthrie's and Cane's tenders are similar. The biggest difference is Cane's goes shoestring fries. Guthrie's goes crinkle fries. Crinkle fries with like... Your fries
like the thicker crinkle cut?
Yeah, they but also the fries turn red, that reddish orange from all the seasoned salt. Which again, not a negative for me.
Right.
Also
right. He really the I don't know anybody who's like a fan you know certain fast food restaurants you're a fan of. When we were children, so many kids fans of McDonald's. I feel like this generation's kids they're more Chick-fil-A people. I feel like, or maybe it's just the ones I associate with, but Chick-fil-A is bigger with the youth than McDonald's.
George, what about like your sister's like? Does she ever say like what the class eats?
No, I don't. Not that I know.
It seems to me like Chick-fil-A definitely has taken over. For what it was.
Also, have to remember where she teaches. There's not a whole lot down there.
But like the other thing is, I know they still do it, but it doesn't feel as significant. A huge part for you and I growing up was McDonald's. Had the absolute market cornered on all of the kids' promotions.
Correct.
So, like, whether it be the Batman movie was coming out, you got, like, the frosted mugs, beanie babies. Like, they were, it's like, it felt
whatever
like.
Whatever the cool thing was, McDonald's, correct. The Happy Meal, so iconic that it almost became what you call every kid's meal, right? Like,
correct.
The Happy Meal was a big deal in getting that, you know, the cheap junk. And some of it was really cool back then. And I think they just had some promotions this year, but I don't. At Chick-fil-A's kids' meals are not the best, you know, as far as toy and promotion wise. It's not like
they give you a book,
which is great.
We've got Dolly for that. Dolly's gonna make sure they can read Chick-fil-A. Like
these are small, more portable books that you get from Chick-fil-A. But.
Corner the market on fun,
but kids. I mean, I bet kids still do. I bet there's kids who are still McDonald's stands and Chick-fil-A.
I actually think
adults, like what adults that are like super fans of fast food, Raising Cane's has been that trendy, cool one. I was a caniac way before, you know, it was the cool thing to do, but I just want to put it out there, you know, make sure everybody knows that. But
well, really so flex your,
yes.
when I was in Chicago,
but I welcome all comers to Raising Cane's.
When I was in Chicago with my college buddies on a bachelor party, and there was Cane's, and I'm like, I kind of want some Cane's. I'm like, you live in Memphis. It was so banana land. They just associate every southern city just has Cane's. And when I was trying to explain, I'm like, no, we have like almost every other chicken place, but we don't have that one.
It was bizarre to them.
It
does feel like the entire United States surrounding us has got a Raising Cane's, and it is slowly, like we're the last ones like in the entire
country. What's the Arkansas situation? Because like normally when I'm... Like, I'm the type of guy, like, I'm not stopping in Little Rock. Like, and it has nothing to do with Little Rock. It's the fact that, like, we're 2.5 hours in, like, let's go. Let's just get home. Like, we'll eat there. And I'm obviously not going to stop, like, in West Memphis because we're already home. But, like, is Cane's all around Arkansas?
I probably not.
Googled it. They have a couple.
Did they have a couple?
They've got Little Rock, Fayetteville, Conway.
Why is it coming to us so late? I don't understand. But it's here. We've got it now. What, your complaint with Raising Cane's is not enough dipping sauce choices?
Yeah, I was going to say, Guthrie's, you can at least get other sauces. Cane's, it's either the Cane's sauce, and occasionally they'll have, like, the food service honey mustard.
No, scheduled for later this year, there's supposed to be the Raising Cane's opening by Wolf Chase by the end of the year. and then the one out by Topgolf.
Is
coming soon.
Is the Raising Cane's going in the Bed Bath and Beyond?
Yes, that's where the Bed Bath and Beyond by Wolf Chase is where.
So are they going to use this
huge cane?
Well, I was going to say, they going to use the same building, or are they knocking it down?
I'm sure they're just putting it in the same spot, like what they'll do with the old Red Lobster on Winchester there across from my favorite Huey's South.
Yeah. All right, so there's your fast food update. We'll tell you what we got coming up on the program. We'll do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit here to start the show. Talk a couple of local stories that caught my eye. Maybe get into a little bit of NBA Finals discussion as well. Going to have Bobby Ford and, unfortunately, Hunter Havoc in studio here during hour number two. They have the Crosstown Clash. It's going to be over at Crosstown Brewing out in, we're still calling that Midtown, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, across the neighborhood. It's a neighborhood in Midtown. Yeah,
yeah, it's we're still in Crosstown there in Midtown. So they'll tell us all about that. We'll get into the list. We've had the SEC TV windows announced, so you won't know exactly. You won't know exactly what time all the game times are, but they have announced what windows. Basically, I believe it's early afternoon, late. So either you're going to be the 11 a.m. ABC game, the 11:45, I think, SEC Network game. I think they started staggering that one, maybe even on the deuce. But you'll know the kind of the window that you're going to be playing your games in, unless it's like one of the ones that have been tagged for. We'll see, which of course is not helpful to anyone. We'll get into that and more. Team USA stinks as well. CJ Hurt going to join us at 3:30, maybe get into the Knicks coaching situation with him.
He might end up being the coach. You know, you never know.
I guess we could also ask him, how does he feel Nashville stood out last night? Although, as much as I'd love to blame Nashville for the national team's performance, I'm not blaming Nashville a second. In fact, they started booing exactly when they should have. I thought it was appropriate, so his hometown stood out. Let's get into some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, I'm going to save my Tiger football one. I wanted to bring this up because I realized this morning that my reaction was different than particularly Jeff's, but I wanted to see how everybody else is feeling.
All right, let's do it.
Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Zach Edey's injury timeline, which was announced yesterday, for those that do not know, the team announced it is a reevaluation in 4 months. The surgery was successful. Breaking news. I'm still waiting for the first. The surgery went okay. But we had a successful surgery. The timeline is reevaluated in 4 months. Some people have been speculating beyond that. Parker Fleming, I think, is someone that wrote oftentimes it's like 6 to 8 weeks after that. But it's 4 months. And then I think it's fair to say this, because Harrington pointed out he looked at a few other injuries. 4 months plus an additional month to ramp back up. So that timeline puts us at best around
the season has started,
the 1st of December, and at worst in the sense of no setbacks, but like the long end, somewhere around the start of January. So buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. That timeline's depressing.
Don't think it's depressing. I don't. I'm, you know, you are my, it's not depressing. I'm gonna sell it. Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna sell it. Thank you, George. I'm selling it. I don't think it's depressing, but it's more depressing to me that, you know, my stance on the coach. I figured I wanted the Grizzlies to make, my hope was based off of, can we get somebody new in with these same guys? We're early. This has not been a great start for the Grizzly summer from my perspective. There is no coaching change, and now your rookie star, who had an amazing finish to the season. I think his finish and even his playoff minutes were great. And the fact that he got to play in the playoffs, that's what I would have been more upset if he missed the last month of this season that just ended versus the first month of the next season. So it's probably better to happen now, especially, you know, with his age and everything. But I'm not depressed about it. I'm not depressed because he will be back. But he will miss, right? Training camp with the coach. Like, the coach's got to have his training camp now. He hasn't really implemented everything he can implement if he doesn't get the preseason with the team. So that's disappointing. He's not going to be a part of that. But at the same time, every moment right now in his career is a learning moment in the NBA. You don't want to miss it. And he is having to miss summer league, et cetera, et cetera.
George, there's no wrong answer here.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this one. But more so because I think that that's a realistic timeline. Like, for the type of surgery, for repairing what is essentially, this is something that's kind of preemptive. It's before he really tears anything up, just because, I mean, we talked about it yesterday.
It feels like he's getting a permanent ankle brace.
Pretty much. And on the inside.
Yeah.
It's just the TLDR of what's wrong is the ligaments in his ankle are essentially, they're still connected, they're keeping everything together, but they're loose. When they're loose, they're more prone.
I believe it was...
They're lax.
No, it was like tender, it was like tendinous laxity.
Yeah.
It was like, God, they don't disappoint. Like, just throwing out just jargon.
Sounds like,
I was going to say, that's...
It's like, I took Latin, and it's like, come on.
I mean, this is not an uncommon thing, especially for athletes that are in, you know, positions like him, where it's all about explosion and stuff like that in the lower body. This is essentially, like you said, to tighten him up, give him a permanent ankle brace, and if it goes well, it should help to prevent future ankle injuries. I kind of liken it to the tightrope surgery that we talked about, was it yesterday or Monday? But, of course, I think the timeline's going to be a little longer for a guy who's 7'5 and 300 pounds versus anyone else who gets this.
Okay, so we're all on the same page because, I mean, I guess that means I'm selling it too. When I saw Shams's report that included in the he's going to have the surgery, he's expected to miss the beginning of the season, to the fact that you can kind of definitively say that to me was like, all right, well, at least this is going to be 4 months. And then you knew it's not like, okay, going to miss the beginning of the season and probably hopping right back on that horse. I had kind of set the over-under at like January 1. And the fact that this timeline came out, I was like, all right, well, if things, it was like slightly optimistic for me. I was like, okay, if things go well, you could be looking at the beginning of December, middle of December. And to me, like, that's a huge difference because if you look at it, if it takes all the way till Christmas, we're basically talking about 30 games if the schedule reflects last year's schedule and the number of games before Christmas. But if it's around the beginning of December, we're talking about 20 games. And so I think that kind of becomes the, if I offered y'all he misses 25 games, but at the end of the 25 games, he's ready to go. Are we taking that?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where, like, I would.
25?
I think I would rather.
If you're saying early December, that's less than 25 games, isn't it?
It's around, so if it's, it kind of depends where, because they crunch a ton of games in December. Once, like.
Right.
Once you get college, past November.
Well, it's like once, like, college football season ends, they start, like, really crunching games in there for inventory. And so it's like if you look at it at the beginning of December, it's 20. If you look at it towards the Christmas, it's around 30 to 35, like around January 1. I think if you offered me 25, I'd take it. So if you offered me the Morant suspension, I think I'd take it.
The Morant suspension.
That's how I categorize a 25 gamer.
And really, I mean, a lot of this is going to be we can react to it now. It obviously has ruined any of my interest in summer basketball for the Grizzlies. Like, this was my main interest. I mean, are we going to have anybody of interest now playing?
I assume Jalen.
Is he going to be ready to
go? I assume Wells is going to play.
Is he ready to get? Going to be ready to go, though?
Wells has said he's going to play. We know Isolo is going to coach the summer league team. No telling on anyone else. I think we all assume.
All right, so maybe doesn't even ruin my summer league plans, and I'm still going to be somewhat interested
in
what happens then.
I would think Gigi's playing.
I did.
Gigi and Vince, we haven't heard anything on. Jalen said
Jalen is
sure
ready to go. He's
going to
be ready to go.
Speaking to Gigi, he should play.
He should play.
Like, he needs to work on more than his game. He needs to work on his attitude.
Get some rest.
Show up and, like, be a part of it.
Yeah. I think Spencer will probably end up getting a contract and will probably play in the summer league.
So they're going to have, on paper, they have 2 second rounders. What did we say, George? It's like 48
and 57, I think it was.
Something like that. So yeah. I do think another aspect of this summer that makes it just kind of feel like we're just wandering is the fact that there's not even a first round pick. Like, it wouldn't have been a great first round pick, but it at least would have been something to think about.
I would have enjoyed having a first round pick there's possible changes, right? That's the question. What is the front office going to do once free agency gets going? I mean, what are we going to be talking about over these, the 4th of July fireworks that's going on in the NBA with the Grizzlies? That's to me, we got to get a little bit closer. That's going to be the story that's going to either depress or not depress you going in, because right now they're staying. The one thing they could have changed, which is the coach, they didn't. Injuries you cannot control. And now, so they're putting themselves in this position of what is going to shift the mood of the fan base, is what's happening transaction wise with this team. Do they make a move to get better, in what the move is? So until we get to that point.
And honestly, I don't even know, like,
that will depress me.
Well, I mean, to me, like, the other aspect of that is a lot of this is going to be dictated on whether or not they extend and re-sign Jaren. Because if they extend and re-sign Jaren, that's going to basically mean, like, all that they're really going to have the opportunity to do is basically, like, minimum level contracts. I think they could have, like, one $8 million exception.
It was their... If they go over the first cap there, they lose the MLE, which the MLE is 14, if I remember correctly, and the mid-room is 8.8.
And now, Harrington had pointed this out, and I hadn't really thought about it. Another option that they could... Like, we know, like, okay, you can either try to trade Conchar, trade, like, Jitty, and, like, some of these other deals... He also brought up, I guess you could renegotiate Ja's contract. Like, you could kind of do the move where...
Oh, pull the NFL move?
Yeah, convert some money, like...
To signing bonus.
Signing bonus, guaranteed, and then create some room. Like, basically, you move his contract back a little bit to create some room. I guess give him, like, 2 years.
We've seen that happen before. I know. Like, how often does that happen with your franchise player, your top star?
So... We don't often, like, well, that's the problem now, is, like, so many of the franchise guys are on Supermaxes. So, obviously, if you're on a Supermax, they don't do that. But, like, that is what Minnesota did with Gobert. Basically, what they said was, we're giving you 2 additional years, but we're not going to do the Supermax. We are going to give you more money up front. Like, so it's not...
It's a realistic strategy.
It's not unheard of.
And that's what
it's less common in the NBA. Yeah. It's more common in, like,
In the NFL, it's largely how you get around the cap.
Yeah, I definitely hear about it a lot. But in the NFL. But
more common in the NFL because a larger, like,
more
NBA,
more of their contracts are not guaranteed.
NBA contracts are guaranteed, whereas, like, most NFL contracts, like, the best guys are getting, like, somewhere between 70-80% of what's on paper. Yeah. And so, like, what you do is oftentimes you take your quarterback who has a, on paper, massive deal, and then you give him more guaranteed money than you would have. Like, you convert it to a signing bonus, and you back end the contract.
Well, I mean, and these are what is great, especially, you know, about this time of year, on the radio especially, we can throw out all the ideas. I'm hoping, you know, and I'm assuming that the Grizzlies and Zach Kleiman, there's a bunch of different scenarios of things they can do, right? Can they work with Ja for that? What are they going to do with Jaren Jackson Jr. and his contract in the future with him? And are they going to mess with the big three or not? Are they going to be able to change Conchar, whoever? So there's a lot of different ways they could go. And the question, we don't know yet. And we're not going to know until, you know, we're just only a few weeks away from knowing something.
George seems like he's thinking.
You got something, George? You got it?
Yeah. On the whole, like, kind of topic of what they can or can versus can't, should versus shouldn't, would it be completely just unsatisfying, but in a way not the worst, if they just didn't do anything with Jaren for this summer?
So
because
I think,
he's under contract for next year. I understand you never want to go into a contract year without some certainty going forward, but he hasn't given any indication that Memphis isn't where he wants to be.
I think it's better. I think if he resigns, it's better in the short term.
Maybe not in the long term.
Perhaps not. Right, I said it wrong. It's worse in the short term. It's perhaps better in the long term. Because if he agrees to that deal, you are still going to lock him up on what is potentially an incredible deal. Because keep in mind, even if Jaren next year, so if they don't work out a deal and Jaren either wins Defensive Player of the Year or makes one of the All-NBA teams, which he, was, you know, he would be eligible for that. So it potentially brings in that option. A lot of people are worried about the if he's playing in a contract year, does that have some impact on the environment, how the mood is? I think that's overblown. Like, I don't think that's going to be a part of
I think that's part of the job.
But, like, I do.
Because he knows he's going to be working somewhere next year. He knows he's going to have a contract somewhere. Like, I don't think it's going to. He'd be playing for the contract.
The Grizzlies.
Like, you play better.
Even if they don't work out a deal, the Grizzlies next summer will still be able to offer him the most money and the most years. No one else will be able to offer the fifth year, and they can offer him the extra money.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That fifth year only becomes available next season.
Correct. So if they extend this year, it would be a four-year deal.
So that's a better... That's
so I wonder, because that also helps the team spread out the average value.
But I am... Consider me a Florio disciple. I am just a huge subscriber to the belief that the longer you wait, the more you pay.
Well, agree. Yeah. No doubt about it. That's how it's trending right now, for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, there's a cap in the NFL too. That doesn't stop them.
No, I don't mean like a salary cap. There's a cap on what the contract could be.
Right. And it goes up. It's going to go up.
Theoretically,
it goes up every year.
But there's a wide range for Jaren. Like, for instance, like Jaren largely, I think, lost Defensive Player of the Year because of what happened to the team. I don't think it was necessarily his play on the defensive end.
But no, the injury didn't help that either.
It didn't, but like it still was mainly, like, and he for sure I think lost third team All NBA because of what happened to
that.
100%.
What would be the Jaren Jackson news this summer contract wise that would be depressing for you? Then is there something they would do, or is it doesn't to you? It doesn't matter. They could pick either way. You can find a positive for them signing him this summer or not signing him. Is there something, a headline with Jaren Jackson Jr.'s contract, that would make you go whoa? Because that is something they've got to decide what they're going to do. They've got to decide.
The only thing that could depress me is Grizzlies Jaren unlikely to work out deal will
request,
shop Jaren.
Right. Yeah, that's immediately that comes to mind.
But that's not a con. But in terms of, that's not something I expect.
For sure.
I think it will either be they work out a deal or they will not work out a deal, expected to open talks next summer. That's how I think it would be branded. But I'm also like of this opinion. If you're telling me, like, if we get to the point where we're sitting there going, all right, let's take a look at how the NBA is working right now. Paying three guys is not really a great way to go about it.
Right.
And you're going to have to trade one. I'm still convinced that you are always just bettering. Like, I think Ja Morant is here till he says, I don't want to be here. Like, and I'm fine with that. I think that's the appropriate way. I think there's still a core, like, group of people that think you should hold on to Dez over Jaren, and I am not in that group. I think you only have one guy that I consider remotely close to really good to above good.
But
and it's Jaren on defense.
I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, he's obviously right after Ja, right? Ja's the, but you know, you can entertain offers. You don't know what you could be offered. Well, you could be offered. You can still entertain offers and look at it.
I mean,
to me, Ja is like an untouchable. There's not somebody. What offer are you going to entertain with Ja? Like, there's not one that anybody's going to offer that you would want to move Ja Morant.
I guess, though, I look at
it. Is there possibly a Jaren Jackson Jr.
I'm not saying
deal
don't
that makes sense?
I'm not saying don't pick up the phone, but I think that this is true.
Nobody,
I feel much more comfortable. Like, let's say you looked at it this way. You're paying Ja like an elite number one. I'm cool with that. I understand that it's... I understand that there are issues with availability. But I'm still okay. I still would
but
rather...
But he sells tickets more than anybody
and
in
I'd rather,
the history of the
I'd
franchise.
Rather bet on him putting together a healthy season, because if he has a healthy season, which he has before, if he has one, I think like it's like, okay, he's in an MVP caliber conversation. His numbers will be that overwhelming. I'm just...
He also sells tickets, which I think is important for a small market team in the position
and
that the Grizzlies
I also are. Think if you...
I don't know how many tickets Jaren Jackson Jr.
No, but I think that...
Sells.
If you're paying Jaren at an elite level and you're paying Dez at an elite level, I am way more comfortable paying Jaren at an elite level, because I think we've seen when he...
That's fair.
When his role increases, he still has a pretty high caliber of play, Whereas, like, when Dez is forced to be the man, it's not always like he can just absolutely carry him. Now, the one hesitation that I do have is I put stock into when things were starting to go south in that Warriors game, there was only one guy that, like, had the look in his eye of, like, F this, I'm not going to let this happen, and it was Dez in the second half. Again, they need more of that. I don't think getting rid of that is a good thing.
I mean, to circle back to what George is saying, yes, at the end of the day, it might be the best thing not for the Grizzlies to make a big move, quote-unquote. We haven't used that phrase in a minute, but to stay the same going into next season in a lot of ways and only make some minor tweaks, it might be the best thing, but mood-wise, as far as we're talking about depression and mood-wise at the fan base, that's not the best solution for that. That's not...
I do think, though,
for the mindset of the fan, that's not the best solution, but it might be at the end of the day what needs to be done.
I do think if you are climbing, though, and you get to the point where you recognize, all right, we're not going to be able to meet a number that satisfies both parties, I think it is going to test him and how well he reads the room of, okay, if we're not going to make this happen, we still need to have, like, a good faith effort that when we get back to this table next summer, that you're not just trying to leave us high and dry. Like, I do think that's what's going to test him, because the worst case scenario is you wind up with not extending him. He plays out the contract and then he leaves you high and dry, in which what the best case scenario, you could maybe sign and trade him next summer.
Right.
Like, he's going to re-sign somewhere else. So that to me is the actual worst case scenario. All right. Quickly before we take a break and get Bobby and Hunter Havoc in here. Buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. Tiger football fans should root for the SEC to keep an 8-game conference schedule.
Well, that's a tough one, because so reports out there. Who was writing? We had it.
So Jonah Dillon over at the CA has taken a look at how this could impact, because the common thought is if the SEC goes to the 9-game schedule, the teams of the Memphis caliber, so the high-level G5 team that can beat you, that game's going to probably not be in demand, especially if they include 9 conference games plus the additional P4 game. So if you have to do that, that could greatly impact. Right now on the books, the Tigers still have this year's Arkansas game, which would not be affected because this year they're going to play 8 games. But you have 2 additional road Arkansas games. You have a Mississippi State home game and a Mississippi State road game. And I don't believe you have any other SEC games on the books, but there are several open spots, to which I strongly presume Memphis is seeking SEC or SEC caliber opponents in that fashion. It's a matter of can you make a deal.
I feel like I'm going to buy it. I'm going to go ahead and buy it, that it is bad news for the Tigers. If the SEC adds an extra game, because that's one less game on an SEC schedule that could be the Memphis Tigers. And the Tigers, they need as many options as possible to fill in their non-conference schedule with some real opponents. Let's just be honest. Yes, I think the picking from the SEC is very limited. There's only like 3 teams that will ever play the Tigers in football, and we're looking at Arkansas, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, right? Like, you don't – and Missouri, honestly, I don't care about Missouri, but
yeah,
I know,
but I
Missouri
mean, honestly,
will do it.
I think I'd sub
– Who else?
I think I'd sub Ole Miss for Missouri. Well, I mean
you wouldn't want them, but you say that they would play them.
I mean, after the 2015 game when Memphis won, Freeze, like, went to Bjork, like, screaming at him, cancel the game, like, cancel the series, and never want to play these guys ever again.
I think they have not
been on the schedule since.
I think it could happen again. But anyway, I know you're saying the likelihood of Missouri being on the schedule, but I'm saying what I would like is
I don't think Tiger
fans care if Missouri's on the schedule or not. You could replace Missouri, SEC school Missouri, with a team from another conference.
I think that's fair.
You know, and it would be the same.
I think
right?
more
if you're
people
playing
would be
Iowa State, probably. You know,
I think
whatever.
People would be more excited to play Louisville.
Definitely, that's the good point there. Like, does this make the Tigers get more creative? They've just started a great relationship again here with Louisville with the series that's going to go on for almost a decade in basketball now. Can they do it in football? Why not play Louisville every year or go back after Cincinnati? Those games will look great on the schedule if you're a fan looking at the Tiger football schedule. If you see Cincinnati or Louisville on there, that'd be cool. You don't have to stick to the SEC. But it does take about 3 or 4 options for big games off of your your menu possibly of options, because it sucks. I don't think it would change that much, because I do think Tigers have other options and they just got to get a little bit more creative when they can't get the SEC school.
Yeah, I'm buying largely to your point, like not a lot of notes, because we are talking about only a handful of teams this applies to. It's not like the buffet of 16 SEC teams is going to be taken away from you, because right. there's only a handful that are even willing to play you. I still think, though, if it actually goes to 9 games, even that handful basically becomes zero.
It does. I feel like you could maybe, in the right situation with the right relationship, still get. But man, that's more reason than not. You know, we got to pack the bowl here coming up in this Arkansas game coming up this fall. It's going to be packed. I mean, we know it's going to be packed. It's going to be sellout. But get your tickets now.
When we come back, we've got Bobby Ford and we got Hunter Havoc. It's the Crosstown Clash. It will be at Crosstown Brewery this weekend. They're going to tell us all about it when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The Crosstown Clash is this Saturday at Crosstown Brewing. Live pro wrestling returns to the Crosstown neighborhood June the 14th. Tickets are available for $15 at the door. It's standing room only. All ages are welcome. And I have at least one person that is welcome here in the studio. He, of course, is Bobby Ford. Unfortunately, we also have Hunter Havoc. But Bobby, it's great to have you here.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. You know, it's good to hear that people are excited to have me come in and do things with them. Hunter, one day you might feel that way, but for now, I mean, you got to work on it.
Jeffrey Wright, I was highly disappointed I didn't get a better welcome than that. You know what I'm saying? I'm the star of the Jeffrey Wright Show. Every time I go to Walmart, people are like, hey, man, we heard you on Jeffrey Wright.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come back. And I was like, yeah, whenever he has me, I'll be there.
Well, I mean, listen, I am always grateful whenever anyone comes in studio. It doesn't mean I have to be excited that you came in studio.
I understand, man.
Shout out to the people at Walmart.
I mean, the things that you said to me on voicemail. Hey,
Walmart,
This is a pro Walmart establishment. Yes, the Wright family. The Wright family was built on selling beef jerky at Walmart.
Memphis River Kings commentary and his Memphis Pharaoh commentary, whatever.
When
else
is the
he
last
does.
Time we had the River Kings?
I don't know. You report on them every day, man.
I saw them once.
I saw them too.
Like I saw them at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Coliseum when they were like still like an EHL team.
Is that not a real thing? We don't have a hockey team anymore.
No, they went
into Kings are done.
They went
into
independent.
You're the only king we got now.
I am.
Yeah. King of course, Memphis. Lawler.
You 10-time world champion.
You were not excited about your intro. Do you want me to do one for you?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Jeffrey. This is Live Wire Bobby Ford here in the studio with Jeffrey Wright and Company. I'm with Kevin Cerrito. Jeffrey Wright, this is his show. And the King of Memphis, standing in at like 6 foot something and 400 million pounds, Hunter Havoc.
There it is. Yeah.
That's about all the applause
Good
he
job,
ever hears.
Man.
Hunter Havoc's in the main event.
Manufactured
the
applause.
The main event. The first time ever I have ever wrestled Ken Dang in a solo match. This is a big deal, Jeffrey Wright.
And it's on Flag Day this weekend. It's a big weekend. It's a Father's Day weekend. Of course, Father's Day is Sunday, but you know, right there, the big mega weekend, because we also have Flag Day. I know everybody will be celebrating Flag Day. What do you think about wrestling Ken Dang, the All-American Ken Dang, the most patriotic wrestler in the territory? You're wrestling him in the main event on Flag Day. You're nervous, Hunter?
I'm ready to go. It's going to be a huge event. There's going to be people everywhere. It's already sold out. Crosstown told me.
It's not sold out. There are tickets available at the door.
Crosstown said it was sold out.
At the door.
Tickets are available at the door.
I obviously don't like Hunter. I'm going to allow this. As someone who is 36 years old and Vince McMahon still controls his brain, guys, a sellout crowd still filing in. Come on. It's an anticipated sellout.
We expect it to be very packed.
Yes.
It's going to be the place to be Saturday night. It's wrestling back at Crosstown. Hunter, you and Ken Dang, you talk about Bobby Ford, who's here in studio. So many of the guys, Andy Mack, who's on the card, a must-see wrestler here in Memphis. Y'all spent so much time wrestling in that Crosstown neighborhood, and wrestling has not happened there since Black Lodge closed. So it's very cool that we're having this wrestling show, because wrestling has not happened there. The squared circle has not been set up in the Crosstown neighborhood since last August when Black Lodge shut down. So it's a big return to the neighborhood this weekend.
So I actually got to tour where we're going to do the show and everything. This week I recorded a special edition of the Sane Show, which is dropping right now, I believe, on Facebook, YouTube, all media, a sit down on me pretty much laying the law of the land on the Memphis wrestling scene. But I got
this
to see
this is happening live right now too, Hunter.
Right now, yeah.
Lay of the land, but all right.
Here. Yeah. I'm slapping on all kind of stuff at the same time, man. King of Memphis. But
I got the Rick Root of local media here.
The Crosstown brewery looks like an awesome venue, man. And it's gonna be a great time.
Hunter,
Bobby Ford did a lot of work setting that up, and it's gonna be a good show.
Yeah, they've
Is Hunter concerned? Correct me if I'm wrong. We're in the outdoor space of Crosstown, correct?
It is currently undecided. That was plan A, but it's looking like it's going to storm that day. This show's going to happen no matter what.
I was
going to
say,
shine,
how is he going to be in the humidity?
The weather
would have
been a factor for Hunter Havoc at his size.
Yeah, now, because in the breweries, they got to keep it cold.
Yeah,
helps him out.
Well,
bad for Ken. So that's bad for America.
Better for Hunter's win to be in that climate controlled area.
Yeah, no, I'm saying,
but like you said, it's cold, so that's gonna be rough on his joints.
Let me tell you something. I could beat everybody in this room in a foot race right now.
You absolutely
you're logging to a stud athlete. Okay?
If we were racing to a buffet, maybe
4.940.
All right, come on, guys.
Yeah, I don't mean
4.940.
You ran
4.9.
I'm gonna tell you, like, speed isn't my strong suit. I ran a 5 flat.
I would smoke Jeffrey Wright right now. We could run on a tennis court, whatever he plays.
Yeah.
I would smoke Jeffrey Wright.
I'm gonna need some film on that.
No, these guys are not wrestling each other on Saturday. Hunter, you're wrestling Ken Dang. Bobby, you're up against Tyler LeMasters.
The Diamond of I-55. Hey, he said his name right this time.
Yes, I'm gonna say it right.
The Diamond of I-55, Tyler LeMasters. Yeah, we had a big match at Meddlesome Brewing Company last month at Meddlesome Mayhem, where I had him on the ropes. It looked like the job was just about done, and he pulled out an unknown powdery substance.
Yes.
And threw it right in my face and blinded me. And then he rolled me up and pinned me.
And he choked everybody in the building, too.
Yeah, people were coughing.
I got powder on me.
Didn't help the cough.
No. Then the next match, Hunter had to go out there, and there was still baby powder on the ring, and apparently it was real slick and kind of hazardous. But
do y'all remember Anthrax? Remember that scare?
I love Anthrax. One of the big four of thrash metal.
Not the band.
Oh.
About the stuff they would put in the
mail. That was hot in like 2004. Like, you wouldn't people were afraid to open the mail.
Oh, I was in the second grade, Jeffrey, right? I didn't have mail to open.
I think it was a big plot point in one of the first seasons of 24.
Yes, it probably was.
Is that the show where every episode was an hour?
Yeah, of
the
Jack Bauer really took over America for like 3 years.
I don't know. It was 2004.
At least that season one of that show, brilliant.
Two's still pretty good, too.
Yep. But we've got – so you're wrestling the Diamond of I-55. He couldn't be here today.
He could not.
It's a big week for I-55, right, because of the Raising Cane's opening up right there.
Obviously.
Right,
and we've also
so
got the
– going on.
I got to say, have y'all tried the new roundabout? When I-55 empties out after the state line?
Business down there, Jeffrey.
You go over the old bridge?
I don't go to Mississippi, man.
This is the Arkansas side.
This is going to Arkansas.
Or whatever. I stay in Memphis.
I'm just saying,
King of Memphis.
The roundabout actually goes.
It's open. It's check it out.
Unless I broke the law, which I'm not ruling out. But
what did you do? Just keep driving straight through it.
So as you come off the old bridge, remember how it used to like bottleneck as you had to exit to get onto
And this all we can credit to LeMasters. LeMasters. This is
what,
all LeMasters territory.
I-55. I'm just curious.
There
is a casino over there.
Well, the dogs. Yeah,
that'd be the only reason.
The racing dogs.
That's where our Barbecue Fest team warehouse is.
Okay. In West Memphis?
Yeah, that's where we store stuff. So we have to unload and
What's
load
the name of your barbecue team?
Sweet Cheeks.
Sweet Cheeks.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. Y'all specialize in butt?
Sweet Cheeks. I have one job.
I also specialize in butt.
I have one job on that
team.
Is Cerrito on the team? Cerrito's not on the team.
He should be.
It's
Do y'all need a mascot? Cerrito. The Sweet Cheeks barbecue team mascot.
Sweet Cheeks Kevin Cerrito.
Hell yeah.
The problem now with mascots.
That's a great wrestling nickname for
somebody. Good luck getting away from that one.
It's still getting pretty crowded in the tent, so I'm kind of like hoping we can subtract people rather than add. So
you make some cuts.
Yeah, and then also if you got a mascot, then the kids want to see the mascot, and then it starts getting really crowded. And
the kids don't want to see the mascot.
You don't
Kevin
really.
Cerrito,
you don't want to run over a 3-year-old.
He's not Droopy Dog.
Again, if you're kind of thirsty, it might happen. Like it's just tough. Like I'm trying to limit the crowds. I don't want to add to the crowds. It's not my decision to make either.
The last time, Jeffrey, that we had a wrestling show at a brewery was just last month. We were at Meddlesome Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. And towards the end of the show, Andy Mack climbs like, you know, at a brewery, they got those giant tanks of beer where make the beer. And they had like all these pallets full of kegs and stuff. And Andy Mack like climbs all the way to the top of one of those things and leaps off. Did he land on you, Hunter?
Yeah, I was blinded by the powder that what a masher threw in Bobby's face. It was still in the air conditioning duct. I turn around and Andy Mack jumping.
That?
Yeah, Andy Mack's jumping 50 feet off a keg pallet right onto him. It was a terrible night.
It had to be like 1,000 feet in the air that he jumped.
Terrible.
From.
It was unbelievable. It was moment.
Speaking of Andy Mack, he did.
I hope Bobby has a good attorney.
Right,
insurance.
What are the waivers? I got a spot for y'all.
I 100% did not sign away.
Sent
a
text.
Put
he
that
wanted
out there.
Not surprised.
Andy Mack wanted me to
holler at me.
Do you think Andy will jump from the top of the Crosstown building on top?
I hope I don't see Andy Mack.
He'll
be there.
Andy in
the All-American
action.
Ken Dane.
He wanted me to tell you, Hunter.
We got a message from Andy. Right.
He wanted me to tell you, Hunter, that Ken Dang is about to make you hold an L on back-to-back shows. I don't know if y'all remember, but Andy and Ken Dang beat Hunter Havoc.
No.
And Tyler Uriah in a
tag team
matchup.
They beat Tyler Uriah.
Who was your tag team partner?
Outside the ring doing something else, and they beat
him. What were you doing? Losing?
I was not.
All right, man.
At
I was
that
there.
Point, I was done.
Cerrito,
I was headed to the back.
You were
back.
There. What did you see?
I was there. Not to be confused with Tyler Uriah. Masters and Uriah. We had double Tylers on this last show. But I do remember, yes, the hand being raised of Ken Dang. And
the All American.
We'll see. One on one competition, it is different, I'll admit.
As always, Hunter looked right in the mirror. He knew that wasn't the problem.
No, Hunter has never taken accountability or responsibility
I've
for
never
his
lost
own mistakes
match.
Or losses.
I'm undefeated, undisputed.
I pinned you.
10-time world. Oh, that never happened. Where did that happen at?
At the Black Lodge.
No.
I mean, it's dark. I mean,
he's
right?
Rewriting history.
I don't
out
think
here.
I've ever been to the Black Lodge.
Okay, since
talking about the video store.
Yeah, RIP.
Never been there.
Hope they make a great return eventually. I'd be excited to see that. But anyway.
Havoc would have been a great corner rather than a lineman.
A coroner?
No, corner. Like, as in, like, he's never given up a touchdown in his mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, short-term memory.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's
like a coroner. That's an elected position.
No, no, no. He would have been an actual great corner.
I tell you what, if you can ever find footage of me losing, put it on Facebook and tag me.
He's the receiver that's...
Put it on Facebook and tag me, and I'll tell you if it's... If it's real or if it's AI
I don't know
AI,
who owns that footage.
AI
I don't
stuff,
want to be
they make a lot of crazy stuff.
Is right. it powered by Copilot? Are we getting into the AI?
So Hunter is disputing.
I saw an AI
fact.
Video of Jeffrey Wright playing badminton, and he looked like he was just a world beater.
It's more reason.
And I know that.
Do you know what the thing
that
hit
that
in badminton's
not,
called?
That's not true. Okay.
Do you know what the thing that hit in badminton's called?
That's Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright.
It's God.
I'm the racket. Your
no, 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 no.
Right.
What's
hit?
The bird? It's birdie.
Oh, the birdie.
Yeah. Good job, Jeffrey Wright.
Birdie.
I'm doing your trivia segment today.
I'll say the only birdie. So you could have picked a. If you want to pick a lesser, like
birdie is one of my favorite spots.
Like golf's right there. Like I play that. Like I don't play any racket sports.
All right.
Like if you want to make fun of me,
I guarantee you wouldn't beat me on my home
golf
course.
Golf a sport,
which is
I'm just going to put that.
It's over there on Summer by the drive-in and the DMV. That's my home golf course. Hell yeah, bro.
Golfing games.
Cerrito,
real quick.
I'll take you up on them.
Hunter is saying he's never lost before. So if he loses Saturday, which is possible, you want to make sure you're there live so you can see it and
the
get it on video
and
tag him on Facebook.
We would love to
Saturday.
See all those
that
posts.
Would, that
you
would
make
be
sure
great.
You and Jeffrey Wright are there. Sweet Cheeks Kevin Cerrito,
I
Jeffrey
there.
Wright.
I will be there. To
like Cerrito,
Hunter's the guy that gets pinned and then he's like, no, we're going to best out of three.
When Hunter was a kid playing like pretend out in the yard like he had superpowers, He was the kid that had the superpower of having all the superpowers.
Correct.
So that nobody could beat him.
Exactly.
Who do you think could drink more high noons before they tap out, Jeffrey Wright or Kevin Cerrito?
I'm giving it to Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm frattier than he is.
Giving it to Jeffrey Wright. If y'all can see these tiny little shorts Jeffrey Wright's wearing right now, you would know. That boy pounds some high noons.
Does he have shorts on?
Among other things, but mostly high noons.
Yeah.
I can't see him over the table. Okay. You know,
for just a quick second.
Listen, they're Peter Millar performance, and they're not necessarily riding up. It's the thighs are getting wider.
Hey, proud of you, man. That's hard work right there.
Because of set high noons.
It's paying off.
Jeffrey's more fratty than me. Yes, it is. So, Jeffrey's frat dad, I'm Midtown dad. All right, we've got
a brief thing. Hunter
Tell
Havoc
me I can't. That's not a great
facts.
Wrestling name. That's some real heel work. Frat dad? Oh, my God.
Frat dad.
Frat dad
How
Jeffrey
much
Wright.
Would everyone hate him?
Sweet cheeks Kevin Cerrito. The King of Memphis, Hunter Havoc.
We've got
Bobby
smells
Ford.
Like poor
All in studio
in
right now.
Tell them about our sponsors, Bobby.
Okay, thank you, Hunter. I got to tell them about the sponsors.
Good Lord.
This Saturday, Wrestler returns to Crosstown. It's Crosstown Clash. It's Crosstown Clash. You can get your tickets at the door, despite what you may hear on the radio. They are still available. So get them. That's the only way to get them is at the door. So we haven't sold them yet. So they can't be sold out. You buy them at the door.
Sold out.
When you get there. Some of the best wrestlers in the area code will be there live, including the men who are in studio with us right now, King of Memphis, Hunter Havoc, and Livewire Bobby Ford. Bobby, so much support since we started doing these shows all around town. It's a summer series bouncing around. If the building can hold a ring, we're setting up a ring inside of it. That's what we've been saying, or right next to it. And who knows what the weather will decide on Saturday or where the ring will be. It will be at Crosstown Brewing Company. Yes. Thanks to a lot of the support we've been getting.
Yeah, so I've been able to partner with several local businesses, and I'm always looking for more to partner with to make these things happen. You know, it's a great show. It gives back to the community. It gives local wrestlers a chance to shine in front of their hometown crowd. So I want to thank 901 Comics, 901 Toys, Java Cabana, and the Evergreen Grill. They've been sponsoring all the shows so far.
Evergreen Grill.
Evergreen Grill's solid. I love the fries they have there, the Evergreen fries. Great. And then we got a new sponsor for this show and moving forward, Trilogy Tattoos.
Okay.
So they're going to be our main event sponsor moving forward. And at the show on Saturday, we actually have an event going on. We have a raffle.
Ooh.
We're going to sell $5 raffle tickets, and the winner will receive a $150 gift certificate to Trilogy Tattoos in Pearson.
I'm the perfect person for raffles because I will buy all the tickets convinced like this time I can win, and I've never won.
I've never won a raffle either.
Like,
but
I'm convinced every time I go to a baseball game, they have the 50-50 raffle. Like, I buy like $50 worth of tickets. Like,
it's got to be me this
time.
It's
this
right?
time. Like, I'm going to get it back. So
It could be you this time. It could be anybody.
It could be anyone. Could be you. So make sure you get out to Crosstown Brewery on Saturday again. Tickets $15 at the door, even though it's already sold out, according to Hunter.
So every time I go somewhere, it's sold out, Jeffrey.
In your mind.
Remember that, man. It's, every time.
It's not a lie.
Do you think Trilogy you can give it. Kevin Cerrito his first tattoo?
Kevin Cerrito, do you not have any tattoos?
I do not have a tattoo.
What would you get first?
I don't want a tattoo. But if I get one, I would get it from Trilogy.
Absolutely. What would you get right now? What would you get?
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think I should get?
A dolphin.
A dolphin?
A dolphin. R.I.P. Flipper.
A Flipper tattoo?
Is he dead?
Flipper has got to be
dead. Young Dolph?
Oh, I thought you said Flipper.
Oh, Flipper. I thought he said Flipper too. I thought
like
we
Flipper the dolphin. Yeah. Bobby's too young for that. He doesn't
Who? Free Willy? He was a whale.
Flipper.
Orca.
Who's Flipper?
Flipper was a dolphin that talked.
Yeah.
He talked?
Yeah. And well, it was kind of like a Lassie situation where like he talked like a dolphin, but you could understand him. Like is
what?
TV was really bad, like in the 70s. Like they only had like three channels.
How did he sound?
Well, also, in the,
like, he
also
had, like, he talked like
80s,
a dolphin. Like, yeah.
Also in the '80s when we had cable channels and didn't have anything else to put on except Flipper and black
That's
and white,
true.
And
yes.
we would have to watch Flipper on Nickelodeon.
That was like, hey, TV's not a lot better now. Here's some even worse. Like enjoy it on Nick at Night, and we ate it up.
Nick at Night.
They call him Flipper.
Yeah,
he's faster than lightning.
I did not remember the tagline.
What
I'm
are
glad
y'all
that
I'm starting to sing the song right now. Slowly.
Just Google
what
it.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, it was the thing. We did not make this up.
I'll tell you what we're talking about. Crosstown Clash, Saturday, June 14th.
First time ever.
First
Hunter
time
Havoc versus Ken Dang.
Huge main event.
The first time ever.
The All American Ken Dang, the King of Memphis Hunter Havoc. Cerrito.
Is smarter.
Cerrito, or I beg your pardon, we got Hunter trying to burn the flag on Flag Day. So
what?
I'm really
looking
forward to
that.
So that's exciting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.